children. Quiet down. You sound like a bunch of animals.
What do you like most about Zoo Academy?
Well, I like the fact that we're not in class all the time.
So you think that this experience is better compared to other people of your age going to a standard high school?
Well, yes, yeah, sort of, if you don't include the fact that sometimes, you know, you gotta go around cleaning up poop, but that's just part of your day.
Recently, I visited the Cincinnati Zoo with my family to enjoy their annual Festival of Lights. While I was there, I struck up a conversation with a few of the young people working at the zoo and was amazed to find out that they were both graduates of Zoo Academy. Zoo Academy is exactly like it sounds, a school inside the zoo. Started in 1975, Zoo Academy is part of the Cincinnati Public School District, and its part-time vocational program has become a four-year college preparatory magnet school. Here to tell me more about Zoo Academy is Glenn Schulte, lead teacher at Zoo Academy. Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you.
So explain to me, please, how the idea of Zoo Academy even began.
As far as I can tell, it started in the mind of a woman named Claire Erlinger, and she worked at Cincinnati State in the horticulture department. The very first year of classes, they actually conducted classes on the loading dock back in the commissary. And so when a truck would pull up, they would have to clear chairs and tables, unload the truck, and then set the classroom back up again. The original education building was completed the year after that, and we finally had a few classrooms. Now, I don't date back quite that far. I started here in 1996. It became a vocational program essentially to train people to work in zoos and in animal care areas. And it was very successful. Even today, 20 to 25% of the keepers are graduates of the Zoo Academy program. In the early 90s, though, zoos started changing their hiring policies. And so they didn't hire kids directly out of high school anymore. They wanted people with a degree or with experience. So we needed to change our focus from being a vocational program, training people for just the workplace, to college prep and work training. And that was when we became the magnet school, and now we're considered a career tech program, and we have a dual focus that is on animal care and horticulture.
How unique is this nationwide? Are there other zoos in the country that have a Zoo Academy?
There are, and there are more every year. As near as I can tell, we are the first, but the Los Angeles Zoo has a school affiliated with it. There's one in the Minneapolis Zoo, but that really doesn't have a strong affiliation. The school just happens to be built on the grounds because that's where they had the property. We are unique in that we are the only school where our students go out into the zoo for 2 hours every day and work with the zookeepers. As far as I can tell, there's no other school in the country that allows high school students to work around elephants and giraffes and manatees and things like that.
When you were in 9th and 10th grade, what made you decide Zoo Academy was for you?
Well, I'm really into animals and nature and stuff, so that's kind of my passion. So when I chose this high school, I chose it because of the Zoo Academy, and I'm really happy with my decision.
How does a student get involved with Zoo Academy? How do they enroll?
It is a public school. They just sign up. We are administered through Hughes STEM High School. And we started having a four-year program with 9th and 10th grades located at Hughes to try to get the kids a good, solid base of education before they came here, because we're a fairly small program. We can take 25 juniors and 25 seniors, and only juniors and seniors are here on site. We only have two classrooms, so we don't have the ability to accommodate a wide range of math classes, for example. The kids all need to be at about the same area. So they start in 9th and 10th grade up at Hughes. At the end of their 10th grade year, they perform what's called a gateway project, where they collect the work they've done in their 9th and 10th grade year, reflect back on it, and say, here's the program I want to go into. Here's why you should accept me into this program. So they really have to be intentional about wanting to come here. Once they get here, our curriculum has 2 years of horticulture, 2 years of animal care programs, and they also go to Hughes for half a day, so they're only here for half of the day, and take their English, math, and social studies.
So the students that are selected, how many applicants do you get?
Believe it or not, we usually struggle to get 25.
Really? That's amazing, because this sounds like such an incredible program. I'm surprised there's not thousands of kids scrambling to get in your doors.
You know, I agree, but the first thing you said to me when we met was, I have never heard of this before. And if you ask 1,000 people in Cincinnati, 999 of them are going to say the same exact thing. We are a very small program, and it's tough to get our information out there with the glut of information and advertising that's going on everywhere right now.
So is this program exclusive to students of Hughes High School?
Not necessarily. Students from Hughes High School are absolutely given a preference since they've already got 2 years into the program. But if we get to the 10th grade year, end of the 10th grade year, and there are still slots available, and we have a capacity for 25 students, then we absolutely will take students from other schools as long as they have kind of the prerequisites to be in the classes that we offer.
Now, is there a tuition involved if they're not part of the Hughes system?
It is a Cincinnati public school. As long as you live in the Cincinnati Public School District, it's free.
That's amazing. So aside from the challenge of just getting the message out there, what sort of things could you suggest if a student finds that they're really interested in animals and in zoo culture? What sort of subjects should they really be focusing on? What sort of topics should they really emphasize?
A really strong emphasis in science is great because they really need to know a lot about the animals and the plants. But English is just as important because they're going to be writing. There's a lot of record keeping involved. So these are some of the rarest and most unique animals on Earth. We need detailed records of what they eat, what they don't eat, their health records, and everything else. So you've got to be good at communicating as well. What I really suggest is if students are interested, they find a place to volunteer. It's challenging to get into this job market here at zoos, because there aren't many zoos, and there are a lot of people that want to work in them. The Cincinnati Zoo has a volunteer program that students can get into and see how they like it. They also have a young adult program, high school age, called Tribe, which is a phenomenal opportunity for students to get a little bit of exposure. The reason I emphasize the volunteering and the exposure is some people think they like animals, but when it gets right down to taking care of animals and the nitty-gritty, 95% of it is cleaning up messes and cutting up food. And that's not what they expect. They want to go in and they want to pet things and they want to walk things and hold things. And most of the zoo animals are still wild animals. You try that and it is not going to go very well.
Right. When you're finished with Zoo Academy, what do you think you're going to do with your life?
I plan to go to college and try to become a herpetologist.
Yeah, I'm going to go into college, definitely. I want to be a marine biologist when I get older, so working with the zoo animals and stuff is really giving me a good experience for college and everything.
Once a student has completed the Zoo Academy program, what's next for them?
Well, we currently have 5 articulation agreements with local colleges that say if you go to the Zoo Academy and do well, we will give you college credit for what you've done there. They can go to Cincinnati State in the Environmental Engineering Technology program, because we do have a strong conservation and environmental focus here. And they can go into the horticulture program at Cincinnati State. As a matter of fact, talking with the head of the program there, Mark Deacon, we're the only horticulture program left in Hamilton County that can feed into the horticulture program at Cincinnati State. We also have an agreement with UC Blue Ash in their veterinary technology program, and Southern State Community College in their agriculture program. So these institutions know the rigor that our students go through when they're here and taking classes, and they acknowledge that. But really, if you graduate from the Zoo Academy in good standing, you can go anywhere you want. Plus, you're going to get a career tech certificate that says that you've got over 450 hours of work experience in animal care and conservation. And there's only 25 kids a year in the country that get that.
To your best estimate, how many interns, employees, et cetera, here at the Cincinnati Zoo have passed through the Zoo Academy?
Right now, the zoo employs a little over 200 people, and I believe around 20 to 25% are graduates of the program.
So they really stick around and enjoy where they are.
You know, people who want to work in the zoo find a way to work there. They tend to be people that are really, really passionate about it. A lot of the kids that come here aren't quite ready for that. They're high school kids. They think they like animals. A lot of them decide, oh, this isn't really what I thought, and I don't want to go here. And you know what? That's perfect for a high school kid. It's better to know that at the end of high school than at the end of 4 years of college. Mm-hmm. So when they get here and they figure out that, you know, this is really kind of the place I want to be, they tend to come back and go into animal care areas in other places in the country.
Now, my children are not of high school age yet, but they're fascinated by animals. Do you find that there's a trend of young kids who grow up loving dogs, loving cats, loving their rabbits or whatever, and, you know, they come in and say, oh, I raised rabbits when I was 10 years old, and now they just, that is something that continues in their life, and that's what draws them to Zoo Academy?
No, actually, most of our kids are inner-city Cincinnati kids. They don't have much exposure to animals other than maybe dogs and cats. Really, what stimulates a lot of their interest in animals is Animal Planet and the TV shows. And they're fascinated by them, and they'll watch them for hours. But that's kind of not a real idea. People who come in who have had a lot of experience with pets kind of understand the animal care aspect a little bit more and are a little bit more ready for what they do out in the zoo. But most of that interest at this point, at least for our kids, starts from the TV set.
Well, I've been speaking with Glenn Schulte, lead teacher at the Zoo Academy. For more information about the Zoo Academy, please visit our website at wvxu.org/lx. Thank you very much, Glenn.
Thank you.
What kind of animal would I be? What would my